Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. Thank you for hanging out with us, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. I'm the very much alive Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here, at least for a little while longer anyway, I am. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are in business, even if you're not thinking about buying a business, even if you're not thinking about selling a business, but especially if you are, you've got to go find out what Russell Brand has to say about this. There's nobody in the world who has a greater collection of his wisdom than I do on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, where Russell's suite is on our website. So check that out. And I mean, there's every topic under the sun. Russell, we've talked about everything you can talk about on buying and selling a business. Folks, it's a wonderful library of information, plus his books that you got to make sure you check out, plus his software, bizpricer.com. And Russell, give us the website, please.
Businessbookpress.com or bizpricer.com, BIZPRICER.com.
So check those out. Russell, we're talking about buying and selling a restaurant, and you've got some specific things that you want to explain to us that if you're buying a restaurant, you got to know about these things.
Right, and these come from my experience and talking with various business brokers across the country and pulling it all together and looking at it from a current perspective. And so I got five things. I boil it down to five really important things. And this is to whether you're buying a restaurant or if you're selling it, you got to think about this relative to your potential for selling the restaurant and so on. So the first one is, as somebody might guess, is location. I mean, you got to have a good location for a restaurant. You know, high traffic, the area, the business in the area has got to be doing well. The you want to look for a mid to high level of personal income in the area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to buy or operate a business in a depressed area where you've lost industry or whatever. I mean, that's just not. Usually not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Not usually, and it's tough sell. So as in most things, you know, location is very important. The second thing is rent. You know, how much does it cost to be in that location? You know, and we'll talk about lease and all of that.
Because location costs money, doesn't it?
Super important. And rent should not, whether it's a lease cost or whatever, it should not exceed 10% of your gross revenue.
Hmm.
So if you've got a $500,000 gross revenue restaurant, you know, the rent shouldn't be any more than $50,000 a year.
Russell, is there a fudge factor there? If it's a higher ticket restaurant and the location, is that critical? I mean, I guess you could.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, you're right. And this is sort of in general, and you got to take this with, you know, take all of these with the idea that, well, you know, 10% is not the sacrosanct number. It might
these,
be 11,
these are rules of thumb.
9%. Yeah, they're rules of thumb, and what I've seen is in the big cities, like New York and Chicago, rent's going to be higher than 10%.
Right.
It might be 12%
mm-hmm.
or something. But you've got to start
that's
watching
a good, that's
out.
That's a good rule of thumb.
Higher.
Yep.
And,
all right, number three.
Number three is the conversion potential of the restaurant. You know, can you convert? What is the potential for converting this to another type of restaurant?
Huh.
You know, maybe the one that's there now is kind of stagnant. It's okay. It's doing well. It makes money, but not really doing well, let's say. And there's some new food trend that's happening that you've identified. And you'd like to get in there and convert that restaurant to something else.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we're talking here about the ability to sell, the ability and the desire to buy. You know, there's people out there who have a new idea. a different way of doing things. And so that's one of the things that they're looking for.
Well, and a restaurant might be in a good location, but as you say, the type of restaurant it is may be a little bit stale for the neighborhood, for the people around it, for the times. And can the physical, it seems like you've got two issues here. Can the physical plant be converted, number one? And number two, is the neighborhood where the restaurant is, or the attraction that the area offers, is that going to serve this new idea?
Exactly. And that's my fourth item, by the way, the condition of the equipment. You know, what are you looking at here? Is this modern, up to date equipment? You know, you've got meeting all the safety standards and environmental standards as to emissions and
efficiencies and too.
Recycling of greases and, you know, all of the things that go into it. Is that all part of, you know, is that up to date in this restaurant? And then the fifth thing, of course, is going to be the price. And this is real important, obviously, and most restaurant owners think their restaurant is worth more than what the market is ever.
Well, that's a big surprise.
And you can say this for any business owned by any business in the country.
Right.
So, okay, so they're not alone. But in general, restaurants don't sell. They sell in the range of 30% to 40% of gross revenue.
That so 500,000 revenue, they would sell for
150,000 to 200,000. 200,000, right?
Oh, interesting.
That would be plus inventory.
Okay. All right.
You know. Right.
When we come back, I want to talk some more about that last point and how to get financing for a restaurant. How do you pull that off if you're buying? How do you come up with the money? Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.